track three, and these are our headline stories. And from the mid-Devon, we have Starlight Shines Bright. A budding young band from Newton Abbott recently represented the United Kingdom at a prestigious music event in Lithuania. Starlight System is made up of Dexter, Evelyn, Joel and Finley. The four musicians and students from JJ's Art Academy made their international debut on Saturday, June the 7th, representing the UK at the Yamaha European Highlight Concert. Performing on stage was a bit scary, but the experience has meant I've made some friends from different countries that play different instruments, said the four-piece band's vocalist, Evelyn, aged 12. Overall, performing in Lithuania was an enjoyable experience, and I would love to visit the country again, she added. Performing in Lithuania was really fun, and I can't wait to play on stage again, said Starlight System's 12-year-old drummer, Dexter. Hosted by Yamaha Music Schools, the biannual concert brings together young musicians from across Europe in a celebration of creativity and musical talent. Last year, all Yamaha students were challenged to compose an original piece that reflected their home country. Under the mentorship of their teachers at JJ's, Starlight System composed Home is Where the Rain Is. After an initial round of feedback, the band submitted their final composition for consideration, and in February they received the news that they had been chosen to represent the UK. To help them prepare, Yamaha sent Ivan Karanza, a performance coach from their Hamburg office, to Devon in April. The band received a professional masterclass and were filmed at Cameron Mills in Exeter, with Yamaha producing a behind-the-scenes documentary that will be shared on social media later this year. The whole experience, from writing the song to performing on stage, has been amazing. It was especially awesome getting to know each other as a band and sharing the experience with the talented musicians from the other countries, said bassist Finley, aged 13. It was a great experience as I got to see people from other countries play in their own style, allowing me to learn from how they play, said guitarist Joel, aged 14. The big moment finally arrived last weekend when a group of 15, including the band members, their families, and JJ's Art Academy founders Joanne and Rob Walling, flew to Vilnius in Lithuania. After a day exploring the historic city, the band joined performers from 10 different countries for a full day of rehearsals at the Lithuanian National Drama Theatre. We were all so proud of Starlight System, said Joanna. To be selected to represent the UK at this Yamaha event is an incredible achievement. From composing and mentoring to international travel and performing on a major stage, this journey proves that with creativity and teamwork, anything is possible.
Town is ready for a folktastic weekend. Tynmouth will be alive to the sound of bells, pipes, fiddles, drums, and the rhythm of dancing feet this weekend as the town celebrates its 25th folk festival. From Saturday, more than 30 Morris sides, a record for the festival, will converge on the seaside resort to entertain the crowds of residents and tourists with dancing dexterity, waving hankies, and the ability to shake a stick or two at close quarters. There will be more musical treats at venues around the town, with performances from award-winning artists, including Nancy Kerr and James Fagan and the Rosie Hood Band, along with choirs and shanty singers. Festival goers will also get the chance to have a go at several workshop events and a ceilidh. This year's festival will also see the launch of a fringe event with a more intimate feel to performances, along with a maker's market, talks and films, which will be hosted by the Folk Preservation Society. Festival programmes are available from Pavilions Tynmouth, the Folk Preservation Society in Tynmouth and Teen Music.
Attendance soars with reward scheme. A school in Teignbridge has seen absence rates plummet after students were challenged to complete a 20-day attendance streak. Students at Dawlish College were promised an afternoon of inflatables, fun and ice cream if they managed to attend school for a month without taking a day off. A total of 436 students completed the 20-day attendance streak between April 24th and May 22nd, more than double the 207 students who did not miss a day in the previous 20 days. To ensure that students with medical appointments or genuine exceptional circumstances were not unfairly excluded, students qualified for the award as long as they logged any period of attendance for each morning or afternoon for the 20 consecutive days. This is a huge increase in students accessing regular school and engaging with their education, said Dawlish College Assistant Headteacher Kate Bukowski, who hopes to run similar events throughout the year. Attendance is something that all schools are talking about, Kate explained. Students are not engaging with school as frequently as pre-COVID. This is a nationwide picture and one that Dawlish College continues to unpick and is working hard to improve. Nationally, schools have been struggling with attendance rates since COVID pandemic. The average absence rate is in secondary schools across the UK from September 24th until the end of May this year was 8.4%, compared with 5.5% in the 2018-19 academic year. With school budgets becoming increasingly squeezed, the school turned to parents and local businesses to fund the rewards afternoon. School budgets are tight nationwide, and sadly, the more enjoyable elements of school life are often the first to be cut, Kate said. Dawlish was not prepared to sit back and just accept that treats can't be made possible for our students, and so engaged our local community to see if together we could create something special, she added. The college was overwhelmed with parents' generosity and enthusiasm for this project, added Dawlish headteacher Sam Banks. It's been great to get the community involved. Staff really pushed the challenge to create a buzz and to engage students. One aspect of my role is supporting students to engage positively with attending school regularly to reach their full potential, Kate explained. This is particularly difficult in today's climate, given the nationwide picture in schools of decreasing attendance and engagement with education. I'm working to create a sense of belonging at Dawlish College to ensure our students actively want to be in school. This is a long journey, but it is beginning to show impact. My work with some of our most disengaged students over the years has taught me that regular rewards and positive praise is proven to encourage positive feelings about attending school and encourages positive behaviour and aspirations for future life, she added. Speaking after the rewards afternoon, which took place on Wednesday, June the 11th, students said it was the best day ever and were keen for a repeat. Parent feedback has also been positive. One parent said, "My son had really lost his get up and go and was down about coming to school for a while with no real reason. Hopefully, this event will spur them all on as they will see how much you value them as part of the community."